Welcome back to the Building Manager podcast. My name is Matt Osborne and I'm your host. This is proudly recorded through Anchor by Spotify. Well, what can I say about last week? Anything from thrilled to excited to joy and just some fabulous comments and feedback from the interview that I thoroughly enjoyed doing with Tarek Chahan from EFS Facility Services. So thank you, Tarek, for your time once again. Well, this week we have another international guest on the Building Manager podcast, all the way from Singapore. I have the great pleasure of introducing Mr. Patrick Sim, the co-founder and director at FacilityBot. FacilityBot, as you will soon find out, is a facility management, building management platform that Patrick and his team have been working on for some time. And this software is absolutely smashing it over in the Asia Pacific region. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I will see you on the other side. Well, welcome, Patrick Sim, the co-founder and director at FacilityBot in Singapore. Patrick, absolutely thrilled to have you on the Building Manager podcast. A very warm welcome to you.
Yeah, many thanks, man. It's great to be here. Great to be on the podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate your time coming from Singapore as well. So it's certainly getting some interest from overseas. So it's good to see that there's a lot of listening going on, not just within Australia. Patrick, look, I've really been following your company, FacilityBot, and its progress for a while, mainly through LinkedIn. I've had a great opportunity to have a review of your platform and programming on your website. But just for our listeners, Patrick, would you mind maybe just giving me some background of your experience and how you came to develop FacilityBot?
Yeah, sure. So what happened was, I started a software development agency in 2014. And you know, we always want to be innovative and always want to improve. So around 2016, we started supporting chatbots,
okay,
building AI chatbots. You know, and we took some time to find a good use case for chatbots. And it happened that around 2017 or so, a few facilities management companies came to us and said, can you build a chatbot for us? And then, you know, we found that to be a very good use case. So we decided to invest in a product, which eventually became FacilityBot. It also ties in pretty well with my personal background. You know, I have an engineering degree, and so you know, this goes back to my roots about ground engineering and equipment on the ground and things like that.
Mm.
And also, I happened early in my career to be a regulator for security agencies in Singapore.
Okay.
Really, I was quite familiar, and it was something that's close to my heart. Facilities management also happened that we were going chatbot. So, you know, it all came together pretty nicely. And then from then on in 2018, we improved on FacilityBot and got more clients.
Oh, thank you very much. Would you mind just maybe giving a brief explanation of what FacilityBot is and some of the advantages and what it's, I guess, essentially used for?
Yeah, absolutely. So in essence, we are a facilities management system, or if you can call it a CMMS.
Yep.
But we are unique in a way that we are messaging first. So you might hear about mobile first, CMMS. We are messaging first. And the reason, and that, of course, we came out of starting from a chatbot perspective. But later on, we built, and currently we have many features which you will find in a normal CMMS. But we are messaging first. We have integrations with various messaging platforms, such as WhatsApp, Telegram, Facebook Messenger, Facebook Workplace, etc. And the idea here is to really make it very easy for building occupants to engage with building managers. this is a natural behavior of building occupants. We notice it on the ground even that naturally, the building occupants will start messaging the building managers for services, etc. But typically, without facility board, they will be doing it on an informal basis, which is not ideal, of course. So this is the real differentiator for facility board.
Okay, that's a good understanding. So I'll recap, I guess. It's really a program that facilitates the needs of the people in the building, so the owners and the occupants, with the building manager, and also maintaining the services throughout the building by communications to contractors or people like that. Certainly a very good system, from what I've seen, at least anyway. Look, as a building manager and having a reliable program that facilitates my management agreement is absolutely necessity. How can the building manager really rely on the services that Facility Bot provides?
Yeah, thanks for the question. This is, what we set out to do, obviously. We set out to try to solve building managers' pain points, right? So what does this mean for us? First, of course, we have to have the correct features, right? So, we need to build the correct features to digitize and automate the most common processes that building managers face on the ground, right? So how do we do this? Basically, we are client-led. Okay, so we take inputs from our clients or potential clients, we find some common workflows that they need to automate and digitize. Then we will build that feature.
Gotcha.
So in so doing, as we for 4 years, I think we have built features which, from feedback on the ground have been useful for our clients, right? And we take great encouragement from that. I think we have some of the correct features implemented in the correct way. And of course, we take these inputs, we throw in our own sense of innovation, our own expertise in terms of software development, in terms of user experience, which is also very important to us, so that we end up with a product that not only has the correct features, but we try to make it very easy to deploy, very easy to use, minimize sort of the training requirements for the building managers on the ground, because that is the pain point that has been surfaced. They don't want something too complicated. So that's what we've been doing, to target the correct features deployed in the correct way. Sometimes we even fit together with building managers or contracts, right? So in that way, we sort of also know the actual tender requirements and the contract requirements.
Okay.
So actually know what they are required to achieve, right? Yeah. And then we build the software around that. Yeah, so hopefully that helps building managers rely on us.
I'm sure it does. I know from my experience it most certainly would. I think what you're doing there, Patrick, with engaging those that are using it, getting the feedback and really taking note of potentially making some changes, whether they're small or whether they're large, I think what you're doing there from that background is absolutely perfect. And it's certainly needed. I would suggest there's a real need, I think, to listen to the people that are using your product, and really get them to use the full functionality of it so that they get the best out of what you've got to offer for them. And a lot of that doesn't get done, unfortunately, and some of it comes down to, I guess, a bit of training and just being that face-to-face contact, for your clients. So I think what you're doing there, really getting that feedback, is absolutely spot on.
I know. This is how we've been focused on our growth we support our clients for the deployment. So one of the pain points I mentioned was deployment. We heard stories of facility managers or building managers trying different software, but you know, not successfully deploying them. So we wanted, number one, to build something that's easy to deploy.
Yep.
Number two, also support them in the deployment. And through that process, we are learning a lot as well. And even throughout the engagement, you know, we have clients who from the start are still with us 4 years. They are still giving us inputs, right?
Good.
I want this new pod, you know, I want this new filter, you know, I want this new search, you know, stuff like that. You know, I want this new column, this field to be included in the software. It's a constant communication. And that's how, you know, we have been improving and building new features all the time.
Perfect. I think getting that feedback and actually acting on it is exactly what any company needs to do. And so any companies out there listening today, just take notes of what Patrick's doing. It seems to be leading the way, I think, that's for sure. We mentioned communication, and I'll just touch on that here now. You know, it's just so important that all parties in the building complex, like you've already mentioned, have access to good communication tools. And from time to time, your staff have to rely on that technology. Now, I've noticed that FacilityBot can actually integrate, as I think you've already mentioned here, with a number of different platforms. Why not just go back to having, you know, this radio frequency in the building? Or has this been developed for other reasons, this integration of these communication platforms? If you don't mind maybe just mentioning a couple, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think we start off with the premise that messaging is the preferred way to communicate amongst many people. Like today, I would message you as a friend, or I'll message a group, you know, and everybody gets updated in a sort of systematic and asynchronous way, right? So you don't have to have somebody on the other line at the same time. So messaging, we believe, is a common denominator, a common way where people prefer to communicate. And if we think about the parties within the building management ecosystem, you have the building occupants. They prefer to message. They need to be involved. They need. We have to have a channel for them to communicate.
Definitely.
And typically, if I mean today, without a chatbot solution, there will be a hotline, which is analog and not so an ideal communication. Very ideal. So you have to somebody, you know, during office hours waiting that to pick up a call.
Yeah.
So not very efficient that way. So definitely messaging makes a lot of sense for the building occupants. Then we have the building managers themselves, which we can have a chat interface for them to reply and to communicate as well. And we track all the conversation for audit purposes as well. And then we have what we call the responders, who are the technicians, the security, the cleaning, the third-party vendors, who are responding to the issues. They also can message, right? But in this case, we give them a mobile app to do that. So messaging makes a lot of sense for all parties, and that's why we have supported this method of communication. And to do that, we need to integrate with popular messaging platforms, such as WhatsApp, Telegram, Facebook Messenger, Workplace, Google Chat. So there are others, Slack, Teams, etc. So we are doing this integration on our end so that when the user comes in, they don't need to download a new app, right? They just use whatever they are already familiar with using. So this again makes the deployment, makes the implementation, makes the usage much easier. And basically reduces the friction for onboarding of the various people in the system. So that's primarily why we are using messaging. RF radio frequency walkie-talkies might be, you know, part of the solution as well for internal communications and things like that.
Sure.
But as far as the system is concerned, it's really messaging as the core, at the heart of it. Having deployed messaging, we also realized that there are other advantages, right? for example, is digital from the start, meaning that it's a digital form of communication, meaning that we can overlay some automation to that. We can do automatic assignments of tasks.
Oh, brilliant. Yep.
Yeah. So we can overlay this type of automations. We can calculate response times accurately, because once it's entered into the system, the talk starts, right? Right. So, and then we realize that it's also very flexible, because you can basically request for, you can type in text, right? That you can ask for other services, like soft services. So today we support all types of soft services. Room booking, right? You can ask to book a room, right?
Okay.
Like a common facility, in an office situation, that might be a meeting room.
Yep.
In a residential situation, that might be a tennis court or function room or something like that. So we can offer that. And then, you know, most recently we said we'll offer hot desk booking. So literally, the building occupant can say book desk.
Yep.
So in this pandemic situation where we noticed that there's been more hybrid working situations where staff will need to book a desk prior to going to the office.
Yep.
You know, our clients told us that, okay, they are switching to this. Can you please put in this feature to support that? We said, fine, we'll build it for you. So right now, through a single platform, the single messaging platform, the building occupants can do all these various services, can obtain all these various services.
Brilliant. Yeah, it sounds like you've got it really nailed there. I would suggest, as I was saying, there's some similar programs over here, and you've really got it down pat. So well done. Speaking about the program, I guess, Patrick, if you could potentially pick out maybe the top three used items in the FacilityBot platform, what would they be and why?
Yeah, absolutely. So it turns out that the top three used items are the most common bread and butter activities for the building occupants.
Yeah.
Building managers.
Building manager, yep.
Yeah, not surprisingly. So these are what we call requests, which, you know, maybe other terms used like work orders or soft services request. So basically, in general.
Okay.
That's one feature. The other feature is checklists, which are preventive maintenance checklists, scheduled maintenance activities. So we have a form builder which allows the creation with all types of checklists. Recently, we also started collating common checklist templates, so that, you know, just to save the setup time, you know, you can start with a template. Want an AHU checklist, this would be the items that you'll need, right? So checklist is number two. And then the third one, probably I would say, it's assets management, obviously. So this bread and butter stuff for the building management. You can import your list of assets. You can link the checklist to the assets. You can link the request to the assets. And essentially, you can get pretty easily a maintenance history of all the assets. Yeah. So I think those are the three top features. I mean, there are supporting features around this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go ahead. Look, please mention them. I'd love to hear about them. Don't worry.
Yeah. Some workflows. We support these. And this workflow feature allows them to run some automations around the request, like auto assignment.
Okay.
It's a no-code drop-down. If then statement type builder, where you can set the rules and configuration for the particular building, then you have the automation already there. And then, of course, report generation there as well. Everybody needs that. It's a pain point. And actually, you know, every time a building manager is using an Excel or something like that, a PowerPoint, one thing that probably that's not an efficient use of time,
yep.
Because the data is already in the system, and theoretically, the system should generate and automatically generate, whether it's a daily report, a monthly report. It's just a single SQL statement, and then you can generate the chart. So, yeah, so these are the popular features.
Perfect. You mentioned the asset management and setting tasks. So do those messages not only go to the building managers, but also go to the contractors that have been assigned those tasks? So they've also got access to that sort of messaging system. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So the third party contractors or the in-house technicians, etc., all they have to do is to download our app. They'll be given a login by the building manager,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be involved in the digital ecosystem. The task can be assigned to them. We have other features such as schedule of rates, which allow the quotations for pre-approved third party vendors.
Perfect.
Who have already agreed a price list, right?
Yeah.
With building manager. So they can be involved as well.
That's brilliant. I absolutely love it. I think one thing that we really need as building managers is having this facility to be able to remotely contact, you know, the service providers, such as these contractors, where they've already got an agreement in place, like you've mentioned, fixed pricing and so forth, and just organising, it's called a maintenance schedule over here in Australia. So you've probably, it sounds like it's much the same there. And just ensuring that you're then able to produce these reports for the meetings that you go to. Over here, we've got the strata management or a strata manager and then building owners. So we go and attend to these meetings with these reports. So similarly, I would imagine it's much the same in Singapore. Is that pretty much how it is?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's almost exactly that way. So the facility manager, they always need to produce reports. So they need to have some aggregated numbers, and this is what we can generate pretty easily, right? Ideally, you know, there's no need to export to a PDF or export to a PowerPoint or whatever.
Perfect.
Just go into the platform, see what's there, and then you can drill down. Even the advantage is that you can drill down to the actual details, you know. How many cases are still pending? How many checklists are still pending? Which ones are still pending? What's the reason? Is there any follow up for each one? This information is all there in the platform, and you can just show it. Then you can drill down to each one, and figure out the exact situation, the exact conversation even that took place around that fault report.
So, exactly what building managers need. Believe me, when you're chasing contractors to do work, you want to know why it's not being done. And then you want to also make sure that it gets done. So very good methods. We're speaking briefly there about technology and, you know, the technology of a decent facility management platform like FacilityBot. You know, it's ever growing, and it's difficult for companies, I think, to remain loyal to them. What do you think, Patrick, places FacilityBot as one of the best FM platforms to be used in the Asia Pacific where you are now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for the question. No, definitely, innovation, technology deployment is happening everywhere, and we always need to improve, right? So, that's sort of our values, right? For us, we always looking to improve the platform, again, this is always by client feedback and even potential client feedback, right? And this is how we can try to keep being the preferred FM platform for our clients, and that's basically what we have to do, right? I think we started off, it's been 4 years, right? I think we start well, right? But we always improve. We just spent 6 months building a new portal.
Oh, wow.
Just rolled out a new portal, launched it in January.
Okay. And tell me about that.
A new experience, much better UI, UX, looks much nicer.
Okay.
We reduce the steps involved in getting things done on the platform. Hopefully everything is more intuitive in terms of where the buttons are and things like that. Help text. We have created a knowledge base, comprehensive knowledge base to support that. So that essentially with a lot of videos, right?
Okay.
So essentially, we're trying to say, you know, we try to provide as much help as possible on the platform itself in a timely way. So, you know, as you're about to press the button, you figure out what the button is meant to do, right? So timely help tips, I think, is very important for user experience.
Mm.
And of course, we are also trying to explore all sorts of new innovations, right? Again, led by our clients and suggested by our clients. Integrations, as I mentioned, we sort of touched on, we are very open to it. We are already integrated with the messaging platforms. We support a very easy way to integrate with sensors through the AQTT protocol, and we have also publicly available API. So we are pretty open to integrations, which basically is an important factor for smart FM, right?
Yeah, critical, absolutely. Yeah.
As you put beyond sort of the people messaging, engaging with each other, you want to also be able to communicate with devices.
Mm.
So yeah, so it, we understand integrations to be a very important thing moving forward. So therefore, we are supporting it. And conceptualize a pretty general way to support all types of stuff.
Well, congratulations. You're really ahead of the game, Patrick. And you know, for the listeners out there, the FMs and building managers, even the strata managers or whatever they're called, I guess, in different countries, look out for FacilityBot. Patrick, I really want to thank you for spending your valuable time with me on the Building Manager podcast today. Absolutely love listening to what you've got to say about FacilityBot and your passion for facilities management, very similar to what I am, I guess, here. How can people reach out to you and I guess have a look at this program, because you know I know you want to get into the Australian market, so here's your opportunity. What can they do?
Thanks for having me. It's enjoyed being on this podcast. You know, we are facilitybot.co because we did buy the .com name, so so that's how you can find out more about us. If you want to get in touch with me, no problem. I'm on LinkedIn, search for Patrick Sim. Or even if you book a demo on our platform, I still do all the demos. So you'll be talking to me on the demos. Yeah. So yeah.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking forward to having a better look into the platform, and certainly will try my best to help you out there, Patrick. So. Once again, thank you very much for your time. Take care, and hopefully I can get to talk to you one day soon. Once again, thanks, Patrick.
Mate, thanks, man.
Bye for now. Well, thanks very much, Patrick Sim from FacilityBot, all the way from Singapore, joining me today on the Building Manager podcast. Proudly recorded through Anchor by Spotify. Patrick and his team are certainly making lots of ground on the platform and software that is available for facility managers and building managers across the globe, not only in Singapore and the Asia Pacific, but Patrick is slowly working his way also through Australia. So congratulations on what you're doing, Patrick. Keep up the good work. Well, I really appreciate all the feedback and the comments that I've been receiving in regards to the Building Manager podcast. So I'm thankful and grateful for everything that has come my way so far. If you'd like to be on the show, you can reach me at matt@elitebma.com. You can have a look at my LinkedIn profile, Matt Osborne, and get more information through there. Also, alternatively, jump onto the website elitebma.com, and you could also follow the link in order to make contact with myself. Once again, big shout out to all you building managers out there doing a great job in keeping everyone safe. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you all again once again next week. Thanks for joining me on the Building Manager platform. My name is Matt Osborne. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.